Over the past 12 months, Hochul says the U.S. Attorney's Office in Buffalo recovered more than $94 million from various criminal, civil, and forfeiture cases.
We literally work hand in hand with our law enforcement partners to take the profit out of crime, to use some of those proceeds to fight future crime, and most importantly, to protect the taxpayers and return money to the federal treasury where it can be used for other programs going forward.
Hochul says the record recovery was made even though there's been a severe hiring freeze the past couple of years, and the recent government shutdown affected about 50% of the staff. Chief of the Asset Forfeiture and Financial Litigation Unit, Richard Kaufman, says there's a teamwork approach in the office, and he says everyone is dedicated.
And it wasn't easy. We faced, as Bill alluded to, the government shutdown. We were under threats of furloughs. We have limited resources, budget constraints. So it's truly, we did a lot more with a lot less this year, as we will probably have to go going ahead in the future.
Looking down the road, Hochul says 2014 could turn out to be another banner year for the office. He says Tonawanda Coke is facing possible fines of nearly $200 million for numerous violations of the Federal Clean Air Act. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.